Well, folks, welcome back in again. This is Coach Pete joining you right here live from the studio on the Financial Safari, joined with Mr. Thomas Liscombe and the Rocket Man, Chris Breathour.
Hey, Coach.
Guys, we're having fun today. You know, one of the things that we haven't talked about in a couple weeks, and when I realize this, guess what we're going to do?
What's that? Talk about it on a Zoom.
We're going to talk about a financial fill-up.
Oh, let's do it.
You know, we and another thing I haven't talked about is the green flag on the mailbox. Very, very important. Both of those are income planning techniques where when you think about back in the day, and this is for people maybe just joining and maybe have never heard this, but back in the day, if you guys remember this, maybe you don't. I remember it because I'm 51, but I used to be in the back seat of the station wagon. Mom would pull into the gas station and she'd hear this. And out would run a guy. And he would fill the car up, wash the windshield, check the oil. Who knows what else he was doing in there? Maybe disconnecting a pipe that he or a hose that we'd have to come back and fix later on. But it was making sure mom had surety. We all felt good because the guy left us with a full tank and we were on our way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
And anytime we needed gas, we pulled right in. Same thing happened. There were no bank machines back then, so everything was cash.
Yeah.
No credit cards either. Remember that. Well, you guys don't even know that, do you?
No, it's almost honest these days.
Do you, in your memory, do you have any recollection of your mom having to go to the bank and going in from the teller and getting money out so you'd have money for the weekend?
I do remember that. Very rarely, but as a kid, I do remember her having to.
Because there were no bank machines.
Yeah, that's right. There weren't.
Of course, once they invented bank machines, then they had bank machine robbing criminals come up here. And, you know, so that's everything, just cottage industries that string up.
Yep.
Not good ones. But let's talk about income planning. And the fact of the matter is, many people listening don't have a true income plan. Mm. And you have a financial plan, which is great. You've saved money in your 401ks, your 403bs, your state retirement, wherever you are, your retirement plans, your company retirement, if you have a pension. But when you get to retirement, you need to have an income from that lump sum that will never go away. And that's the important part, and that's the part that many people overlook, is how you're going to take that lump sum and get a lifetime income from it. It's easy to get income from it the first couple of years. You just take money out.
Sure, yeah.
But it doesn't keep
coming
back.
It might run out. So you need to make sure that you have the perpetual income, and I like to look at it as a money dam. So we talk about and we hear about in the news how people are mad at beavers every now and then because beavers clog up the streams and turn it into a big old pond or whatever, and then it floods and gets a lot of people mad. But dealing with a financial beaver can help you build an income pyramid, because the beavers take all these trees. They got some big teeth, by the way, and they chop the trees down and then they stack them up and they create their own pyramid of safety for them, because they like a big pond, not a little stream.
There you go.
And so what we do, though, is we're like beavers. We stack different financial products on top of each other to dam up the money to create an income stream you can never outlive.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Now, obviously, beavers are specialized in what they do, just like you are, Coach. And something that you mentioned in developing that income plan, I think I want to make sure our listeners hear this, because this, you mentioned an income plan that will not run out. And I think there are a lot of people out there that abide by, say, the 3%, the 4%, whatever rule may be out there.
Yep.
There's no true guarantee when it comes to these things.
Well, you hear about the 3%, 4%, 5% rule. That's where you say, look, we'll look at your lump sum and you can take out 5% a year and you have about a 91 or 2% chance of not outrunning money.
Right.
Now, the problem with that I've always had is there's an 8% chance that you could run out of money.
Exactly. Yes,
so what are you going to tell the folks that you set up in that plan that it doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do a plan where we know it's going to work because it has consistent, persistent, reliable income that will never go away? Most of the times, it leaves a lump sum on your next of kin.
Wow. Yeah, I love it. I mean, really.
And you can get extra money out if you need it, too. So growth, income, and protection are very, very important. When we talk about the beavers building those dams, they stack up the logs. We stack up income planning vehicles.
Aha.
So you get streams of income that will never go away. And so it makes sense all the way through retirement. It takes a lot of worry out of retirement, too. Mm-hmm. So how do you figure out how much money you're going to need in retirements is the question a lot of people have. How much do we need? Well,
this is something that you really work with folks when they come in on. It's not just something that you present. It's really a back and forth, a customization game. That's something that differentiates you from a lot of these cookie cutter plans out there.
Well, we spend a lot of time with folks going over, well, let's figure out exactly what you need, then let's add about 20%.
Hey,
not subtract about 20%. Most retirement planners I hear about say, hey, you only need 70% of your income in retirement.
Really?
Says who?
Come on.
What are you going to do in retirement, Chris? You're going to come in here and work for me?
No, I'm going to do
you got. You can volunteer to work for me.
I could, but I'll probably be traveling instead.
When I'm retired, I'm retired.
There you go.
It's like Fred Flintstone, 501. He's down to dinosaur.
Slide down the dinosaur.
Call him Mr. Levi, 501. Although we already called Thomas that.
There you go.
I love it.
But we have to do active planning versus possum planning. You ever seen a possum try to cross the street?
Usually
don't see it across the street. But you see the leftovers.
Yeah,
usually has those big birds, the big blackbirds hovering around.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Helping the ecosystem out, by the way. So we need the importance of the retirement planning and having a true income plan. We need to make sure that people have that green flag on the mailbox all the way through retirement. That's when you walk out to the mailbox every single year, and there's a green flag there. You open it up, there's a big stack of cash in the mailbox. No, there isn't. There's a check. It'd be nice to have a big stack of cash.
It would be.
But contrast that to the red flag on the mailbox that we all have to put up when we walk out to the mailbox. Not too happy. We have all the bills we had to pay. We put them in there with a stamp on them. Hopefully, if you don't put a stamp, it's not going out, Chris. You put a stamp on there.
Learn that lesson.
Yep. I had a roommate back in college, and I don't know if this is true or not, but and I didn't like it, really, because I collected – I had three roommates. We had four guys in one apartment. That's the days, right?
Yeah.
It's $100 each, right? Like $98 each.
There you go.
He would write his rent check to me, $98, put it in the microwave for 15 seconds and give it to me. I said, what are you doing? And so he said that he read somewhere that it would mess up the code and so that they would have to manually enter it so he could keep his money in his account an extra couple of days.
Okay.
I said to him, I said, Dave, do you know whose account it's supposed to go into when you give me the check? If you make Coach Pete's check bounce, Coach Pete's not going to be happy. So that's pretty funny. There's all sorts of money tricks out there.
That is so funny. No, when you were talking stamps, I assumed he was sitting there over the stove trying to steam them off.
No, I never even heard, and I don't know, there was no internet back there to fact check him. This is back in the 80s. And it was amazing we even had a microwave back then. We did.
Yeah, there you go.
But he put it in the microwave. And then give it to me, and it'll be all smiling on his face and all this kind of stuff.
Takes money longer at a new level.
Yeah. So he's still a good guy to this day, but that wasn't one of his better moments.
He still microwaves checks.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we've talked about the money beaver and how you can stack that income up and have a lot of people listening, guys, believe it or not. I mean, you hear me talk about it every single day, and people that listen to the show a lot hear it, but a lot of people listening don't have an income plan.
Wow.
They have a financial plan, but their current advisor has never talked about how you can turn that lump sum into a lifetime income. And that's the three M's of retirement. We need a proper mindset. We need a model and a method. And most people haven't even had the mindset of retirement, taking that lump sum and translating it into an income, explained to them. The model is a true income plan. We do that every single day for folks. And the method is proprietary. You have to come in and see us. But the good news is, if you're one of the next 20 callers who call right now and have at least $400,000 saved for retirement, this is for you. We are a financial service firm, and not all financial service firms are the same. We have expertise in financial planning, tax reduction strategies, and insurance strategies. We're also able to recommend products, services, and strategies to maximize your financial and retirement success. Our motto is design, build, and protect, and it's a specific scientific strategy we enact. Investments have an impact on taxes, and taxes have an impact on investments, believe it or not. Managing one without a view of the other means you could be paying too much and losing money. Our approach enables us to look at each person's unique financial situation and make recommendations for you, tailored for you to your specific needs. You'll also see for yourself how this approach to planning can help make a difference for you and your family all the way through your life. Our principles are, we believe in integrity, and integrity is everything. Without integrity, we can't even go forward. We have to have integrity, so we promise a fiduciary standard here, and all financial firms have a standard of ethics, but our firm has been built on core principles that guide us daily in our recommendations and our relationships, and our focus is doing right by you, for you. There's never a cookie-cutter approach to personal finances. We manage each client as an individual, just as we manage our own affairs. You've heard me say this before, I'll never recommend something to someone I haven't recommended to my family.
Yeah.
And I mean it.
Exactly.
And I mean it. And not a day goes by where I don't hear of a horror story out there financially where financial advisors were recommending something that someone told them about that wasn't ethical or wasn't going to return what it should, or the money disappeared.
Mm.
So our mission statement and our goal is to customize plans to meet your needs, provide you with conservative investment opportunities designed to preserve and grow your assets, help you avoid costly tax mistakes, and make all the information we give you easy to follow in real words you can understand. Not big, big words that people hide behind. We call those mirages. These are words you can understand in writing. You can clearly understand, and we treat you with dignity you deserve while always earning your respect. So if you are one of the next 20 people who call, we'll put together a total plan for you. It'll involve the financial fill-up. It'll involve a total retirement plan. Folks, we're going to go through this in detail so you understand every single thing that's happening to you right now and the changes and tweaks, if needed, that could be done to put you in a better place if you call right now.
You know, the first step really is to sit down with a financial coach. If something that we're talking about on the show today resonates with you and you feel the need to just get that second opinion, or if you want to make sure your plan really is aligned with your goals and that very important risk tolerance that we talk about, just call in and you can meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. To take advantage of this true practical retirement review, all you have to do is call us in 800-477-1135. and you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, but much more importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
When we come back, we've got world famous financial guy and best-selling author Tom Hegna talking about his book, Don't Worry, Retire Happy.